This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, November 19th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Much attention has been given to President Trump's promise to lower beef prices in the meat case for consumers. Well, the president mentioned importing more beef from Argentina. Joe Shuley with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says increased import quotas isn't the real issue. Shuley says the U.S. should really get something from the deal.
If we made life as miserable for those Argentine exporters to send lean trimmings into the U.S. as they make it for our pork producers to send pork products to Argentina, which we feel we could sell more. If we made their lives as miserable as they make it for our exporters with all of their elaborate product registration and plant registration and pretty high tariffs, they wouldn't send anything up here. So I think the frustration is really that, you know, if you're going to grant more access to that lean trimmings market, how about we get something out of it?
In Washington, the Senate Finance Committee approved Julie Callahan's nomination for Chief Agriculture Negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The next stop is approval on the full Senate floor. Well, the Trump EPA this week announced yet another definition of waters of the U.S. in an attempt to better comply with the Supreme Court's Sackett decision. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the rule has changed dramatically from one administration to another over the years. Lane says a new administration won't have the same liberties or latitude to amend the rule.
First of all, we're post-Chevron deference, right? So there's a much narrower regulatory window that any agency, Republican administration or Democratic administration, can operate in, because the Sackett decision has provided some clarity on what's possible given the current statute, right? So that changes back 2014, you know, talking about this. I mean, broad as all get out, right? And anything's possible in that space. That's not where we're operating anymore. We're here. We're at this little very tight, narrow window of interpretation. So it dramatically limits what a future administration could do to just unwind it, right?
John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association agrees with the health effort of the MAHA Commission, but he also says matters of what's best for human health and nutrition isn't always a cut and dried decision.
Sometimes these simplistic answers that are suggested just haven't been thought through. You talked about high fructose corn syrup. Nutritionally equivalent to sugar. It's not superior, it's nutritionally equivalent. And so there's no nutritional difference, there's no public health reason to turn your back on one form of sweetener for another. That's a big difference. And for American agriculture, it's about markets. Radically transforming our food system without a science basis is a way to drive up food costs. And that is where MAHA needs to be careful that they don't make mistakes.
The nation is due to receive new food guide pyramid rules this month or next. MAHA is also expected to offer their own food guidance. Finally, China's purchase of U.S. soybeans this week came despite the value of the U.S. offer over a dollar higher than the Brazilian supply. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says the Chinese effort is not about economics.
It's a political buy. It's not an economic buy. They're not buying because it's on sale. They're buying it because they're essentially buying access to our market. If you look at the amount of beans in China ports right now, they don't need our beans. The crush margins from the industry, buying beans from us in China or Brazil, turning them into meal, they're negative margins all the way to March. There is no economic incentive to buy beans right now.
McCormick says soybean prices will be determined by Brazilian weather and by Chinese U.S. soybean purchases. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.